You definitely have to be kidding me. Are you serious? Three? You mean we're three? Like, 3 years old. Oh my goodness. Vibe Nation, congratulations to you. It has been an exciting journey. Oh my goodness. And I'm totally grateful for the gift of you. Yes, Vibe Nation, you all have been amazing all through this journey. I am super grateful. See, I can never be tired of saying thank you. Thank you so, so much. It might be like it's too much, but it's not easy. Imagine having to pest people to listen to your podcast. I'm literally like a pest on my WhatsApp status every now and then. Sometimes 2 episodes in a week. Although the vibes have kind of dropped, I have a reason for that. That should not be an excuse. But regardless upon still, you all got my back. It's not easy. I am grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Vibe Nation, you all rock. Let's do a virtual cheers. Yeah, just hold your hands out in the air and stretch it out like you're holding a glass of wine. Yeah, cheers to 3 years of amazing goodness creating audio content and being vibeful, keeping the energy 100% on every episode. It's not easy. If it's easy, you run out. Your cruise queen welcoming you to a banging episode with a difference, baby. Yes, this one is a different one, a different feel, vibes on a different whatever. Anyway, welcome. My name is Veracity, the one you know as Vibe Machine, Cruise Madam, everything vibe, that is me and much more. I'm welcoming you to this episode. It's not easy. I'm actually recording this later in the week, but on the 20th of August, 2023, the Veracity Podcast, my very first baby, yeah, it clocked three freaking years. Can you beat that? Hey, see, I'm so super grateful. Did you know that they actually forgot? It was on a Sunday, and Google Photo has a way of reminding me of memories past, and it brought a video I had recorded when I clocked one. I was like, wait, what is this date? Are you serious? 20th already. Oh my goodness. It has been a crazy sweet crazy sweet, you know, mixed of emotions, vibing, all of that combined in one. Now, a very sincere question, Veracity, Cruise Madam, how has this journey of 3 years, how has it been for you? Why am I doing like I'm interviewing myself? In one word, it's not easy. If them tell you say easy, guy, now set up. It is not easy one bit. You might say, I'm just doing it for fun. Even in that fun, you know when you do things for fun, but it can be work. Yes, this podcasting thing falls in that category. I podcast for fun. I don't make money from podcasting. So yeah, for me to say it is work, you should know. Because most people around me feels that. How do you even do it? Starting a podcast, I never saw this other part I'm beginning to see now. I just started because I wanted to just talk, speak English, chat with friends, nothing serious. But nothing prepared me for what I've been seeing in this year alone. Yeah, this year, 2023, it has been the most challenging year of my podcasting, I would say. If you've been a family member for a while now, you can agree with me that I've not been as consistent as I used to be past years. But that notwithstanding, I think podcasting in general for me, it's fun, but even in that fun, it is work. Yeah, I'll say that again, it is work. And you have to learn on the job. Even if you think you've acquired all the knowledge there is to know about podcasting, my dear, there is still that tiny thing you learn while on it. Nobody will tell you. Just be prepared for the sweetest, the worst, and every other thing between. We are going to experience everything. Even if you are an overthinker, you've planned for the worst to happen. That worst might even be worse than the worstest that will happen. I'm not saying this to discourage you. I'm just trying to tell you that prepare yourself. No matter how prepared you are, things can still happen that will throw you off guard. Yeah, but just be prepared. For me, I had to go back to my drawing board at the time to re-ask myself, girl, what was the reason you started podcasting? When I actually tell people this reason, they laugh. I'm like, why are you serious? serious, really. I did not start my podcast because I wanted to start making sense or having a two cents about everything, telling people about this, what they should do with this. I practically started this podcasting because I just wanted to talk. I like talking. And at the time, I wanted to get into radio. I was using this as my training ground. And secondly, I talk really, really fast. I think that's the third point right now. I talk really, really fast. I wanted to use this also to control my speech pace, help my diction, my pronunciation, everything. I think to an extent, I kind of achieved some of that. Bottom line is that podcasting for me was just grab a microphone, talk with friends, gist, just bant over tweets, over things trending, you know, all of that. I naturally miss doing that. You know, I really, really miss doing that. We got serious at a point. At a point, I was like, no, let's go back. And it has just been a mixture of everything, everything in one. Sometimes you are all hyped, like, ooh, I'm going to go out today, going to record an episode, I'm going to edit. Especially for me, apart from getting reviews and, you know, getting quite a number of listening on one episode, for me, editing is one thing I love the most about podcasting. And after, I love listening to my voice. Like, I love listening to my voice. I can listen to my voice after recording, listen to it while editing, listen to it after editing, listen to it after publishing. Like, I'm that vain. I love listening to my voice. I mean, you can agree with me. Like, I sound so cool. You don't need to tell me, I shall know, sharp. But pardon this voice. This voice is even somehow because I've had cold for a couple of days now. That's the reason. So, yeah, I love editing. But sometimes I'm editing, I'm just like, oh my, that's tired. It can be draining. And you're editing, you're trying to your brain around the bed. You're going to use an intro, what you're going to infuse in this part, what you're going to put here. My dear, nobody's paying you for that one. Nobody's going to pay you. Especially for people that have to outsource all these things, like getting somebody to design their graphic, getting somebody to work on their audio, getting somebody to do their audiogram, getting somebody to even promote their show. People pay for all of that. But for some of us, we are like the all-rounder. You are the one doing everything by yourself. Can you see the work inside? Again, this is not to discourage you. If you want to start podcasting, it is fun. Even if it's just two persons listening to your podcast, which cannot be, you just have that closure with them. You know how you listen to somebody, you can literally feel their vibe. Yeah, that is what I feel most of the time. You're literally feeling their vibe, and you just feel like, ah, we are connected, we are one family. It is sweet. And Vibe Nation, you all have made me feel really, really special. I know people call me Vibe Cream, Cruise Madam, like, oh, okay, you're listening to the podcast. Nice, Mozzie, nice. Haven't said all of that. I would like a quick touch on a few things I've learned in these couple of years. Number one, I would say it again. If they tell you, say easy, guy, not set up. In as much as it is sweet and all rants of cuteness, podcasting and having people listen to you, you have your community. It is not easy. Again, it is not. Even trying to create time to record, especially in this busy era, people are trying to hustle to make money. It's not easy. And secondly, consistency pays. Now, this one is divided into two. Consistency pays one. Consistency is not easy, two. That is 2-I-1, 2-I-I. One, consistency pays. I can say that with my full chest. In my early days, I used to drop podcast episode twice in a week. Do you know what that means? That means you have to record, have people to join on that episode, edit, publish, do graphics design, do promotion. One is has not even gained a certain number of listenership you want. You're already putting out the second one. And now asking, oh, would they listen? Would they not listen? I'm beginning to ask several questions. It's not easy. I was that consistent to an extent that I've had people come to me like, oh my goodness, you're such an inspiration. I'm like, are you kidding me? Inspiration? What? I never saw myself in that light. Somebody said, whenever I'm lazy about recording a podcast or publishing or even telling people about my podcast, the next thing I'm seeing Veracity posting about her podcast, posting link and all of that. I'm just gingered. I have to do this. I was like, wow. Even when I think I'm bugging people with my endless links on my WhatsApp status, you hear telling me, oh wow, this is such a nice thing to hear. That sometimes get me fired up to do it, to post more links, to post more graphic designs, and to disturb people more about listening to my podcast. My dear, consistency pays, and that got my name on most people's lips. Like when they see my status, they know the next thing they are seeing is the Veracity Podcast. Not now they are beginning to see memes on my status. Back then, it is podcast. You know, you go tire. You go explain tire. Yeah, that was it. Then I too. Consistency, it's not easy. My dear, it is not one bit. You know, sometimes you are gingered. You are fired up. Omo, let's get there. Let's go record this episode. I have somebody that's going to record with me. Before you know, the person might just disappoint you. Or the person might even come. Now, let's not get the audio out. Audio might be doing what you want to. All these are circumstances. All these are things you didn't plan for and they are already happening. You're like, oof, how do I keep up this consistency? How do I keep up with all of this goodness? It's not easy. Auntie, it is not easy. You managed to do all of that. You're trying to edit. For some of us that know how to edit our podcast ourselves, while editing, you're beginning to think, is this really good enough? You're beginning to second guess. Oh, did I really do this well? Okay, let me just manage. Then you finally put it out. You post a link and you're not getting the number of listeners you envision in your head. That one will discourage you too. Sometimes you are struggling to even find the vibe to even start anything. Let's say starting to write the topic or scripts for some of us that actually write down what we want to say. It's not easy. The consistency sometimes, you go to shake, you go to look at her face, you be like, tomorrow, next week. Let me start dropping podcasts what, twice in a week or once in 2 weeks, once in a month. It's not easy, my dear. I'll keep saying it is not easy. In all of that discouragement facing your face, wow. In all of that discouragement you're facing, it's not left to you to keep on pushing, like force yourself through that phase. Because if they tell you say easy, now scam again. Another thing I have learned is that you are not entitled to listeners. Yeah, you're not entitled. If it comes, you should be extremely grateful. Sincerely, if you bank on your family, people, your maybe close friends to listen, my dear, you'll be disappointed. Hey, you're gonna be disappointed. Because these people, they keep hearing your voice every now and then, and you expect them to go listen to a podcast because you were talking. What different thing did you say that they've not probably heard you say before? And it's still the same voice. Maybe you have a guest coming on the podcast, you're like, listen to this, you're still talking on it. The chances of them listening is very, very slim. Even with very big person coming on your podcast, it's very slim. It is even the people you don't know, but that will listen to your podcast. And you'll be shocked, like, really? I keep getting listenership, but who are these people? Where are they coming from? You see somebody starting to see your DM and they're just like, oh, I enjoyed this episode, want to. Like, oh, really? I never expected it. I posted a link on my Instagram story one time, my personal Instagram page, and a secondary school classmate of mine was like, wow, B, you're really doing well. I listened to your episode and it was really amazing. I was shocked. Like, really? You listened? Wow. It's a sweet... And I was shocked at the same time.
Wall up. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying family people don't support. I'm not saying friends, you know, will not listen to your podcast. Of course, your family people will listen. They want to know what you are doing. Oh, how is our girl doing? How is our guy doing? They want to even help you repost and tell others about it. But the message I'm trying to pass here is that some might not. Some people like, I beg, shift. But that doesn't mean they don't love you. No, not at all. I'm just saying, don't entirely bank on it. So that in case it doesn't happen, you'll not be heartbroken. You won't be heartbroken. Do you get the message now? T for thanks. And then the last one. Money should never be in the picture for you.
Now, let me explain. If you are not in the category of the big people, let me use that quote and unquote, yeah? Let's say you are a very influential person. You already have your fan base before starting the podcast. That way, you can get endorsements. You can get people to sponsor every episode, yeah? That is fine. Or you're not the likes of MTN or Glow trying to host the podcast. You can easily get people, one or two big men, to come and put money and make money from them. If you're not in that category of people, don't even start putting money in mind. Oh, I'm starting a podcast. Within the next 1 year, I'll start having people invest in it, bring money. I'll start having ads. It's good to dream. Yes, it is good to dream. But my sister, in order not to be disappointed, don't let money be your major goal for starting podcast. I know people speak things into existence. That is all right. I'm a Christian. I believe that. But let us be very, very realistic. We are still bringing God into that reality, my dear. Yes. If you're a solo podcaster, even if you have a co-host and you were just starting in either your small space or even in your studio, and you're expecting to have the likes of, let's say, Gouda come and sponsor your podcast, I'm not saying it will not come, but it might likely not come within this period you expected, so you don't get heartbroken, so you don't get discouraged, so that your vibe does not die in that process. That is why you should not fully bank on it. It's good to have dreams, like I said before, prayerfully go through it, and you know, keep manifesting it, speaking it to existence. That's totally fine. Don't ever enter podcasting with the aim of making money. It has been a rough year for me. It has not really rough. There are circumstances. Why do I keep saying circumstances? There are circumstances that has been kind of on the way for me, especially my audio recording. I have had challenges this past few months, and that's the major reason you are hearing this right now. It's not as crisp as it used to be. So I'm trying to sort that out, and coupled with the fact that I'm on sometimes, even the vibe they lose. Yeah, let me be very, very honest with you. The vibe they lose sometimes, because you are thinking about your personal problems, and the least thing you want to think of is grabbing the mic and start vibing and yelling like you don't have a single problem. Although I kind of do that sometimes. Talk to forget about my problems, but I'll still come back and fix it. But sometimes that gets in the way. And of course, we are humans. We just respond to things that affect us. It has not been easy. But sincerely, I'm super grateful for these past 3 years. I've gone back to my drawing board. I've actually had to ask myself, why did you start podcasting? I started podcasting because I wanted to have fun talking with you, my friend, my family member, Vibe Nation. If you have ever listened to one episode of the Veracity podcast, you are automatically a member. If you have listened to half or maybe 30 seconds, you are not a member. Maybe we have to set up a committee to look into that to check if you're a member or not. If you have recommended the podcast, you are officially a member. Yes, you have a badge already. Thank you so much. And if you have shared the link, my dear, you are amazing. You are wonderful. If you have guested on this podcast, my family people, Scarlett, UJ the Phenom, ST with the sauce. Hi, praise, Thelma. My very own Bunny Favor. Oh, God. I've had a lot of people. And there's an episode I had with Guys Them. Totally amazing. I love that episode so much. They all have been amazing. I've had quite a number of guests. And not Jerry. How can I forget my mama? You still owe me an episode, Sha. Let me tell you. Yeah, I'm so super grateful. The person I want to drag on this podcast next is my twin sister. Amen to that. Amen. I was rightly saying that, but I had to go back to my drawing board, look at the reason I started podcasting, the fun I wanted to have doing this. And I think I'm going to go back to that. Going on Twitter, looking at band, reading their, what do they call it? Tweets, retweets, and all the comments, replies, and everything. I think let's do more of that. It's usually fun to relieve the stress and all the crazy emotions flying around. Nigeria is a lot as it is right now. Yeah, so let's call it a day here. I'm really grateful. I'm actually smiling recording this episode. Although the audio, they do me one kind for body. But it is nothing, yeah? One of those things you just experience, because I don't talk on before. It's not easy. Veracity right here. Your favorite cruise queen, like I like to call myself. Yeah, I like to be delusional about that, you know? And this podcast is your favorite podcast, whether you like them or not. Excuse me. Yeah, we are all of that and much more. Until the next one, you keep the vibing, keep it 100%. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at The Veracity Pod, TikTok, cruise_madam. And of course, we're on YouTube at Vibe with Veracity. Until the next one again, my friend, keep the vibing, keep it 100. Keep the vibing, keep it 100. Vibe Nation, I said keep the vibing, keep it 100. Rapa Noni.